Thanks for joining us here for the plays of the week. And these are the plays that won the football game, according to this guy the other night. So pay attention, folks. Arizona, New England, what do we got, Coach?
Well, this is, I think, a big play for us. First third down play, third and 10 here. And this is Julian in the number three position. He's going to end up running outside. Sam Amendola runs a, we'll call a wheel route here and pulls the coverage out. And this opens up some space for Julian right there. It's good operation. We're a little short of the first down on the route, but the throw is good, and it gives Julian a chance for a good, be able to finish the play with a catch and run and pick up the first down. So good execution on that first third and 10 play, which, as you know, those are always tough to pick up.
Sure. Nice pocket, too, to where Jimmy could see it and really execute the throw right there.
Good clean play. Yes. And then this is, you know, a situation where, you know, Jimmy saw the single coverage out here, the press coverage by Williams on Chris Hogan. So we ended up making a little adjustment to the play here, and comes back and, you know, well-executed play. Again, good to see it, good to make the throw, good clean release by Hogan, and touchdown. So, you know, great way to finish that first drive, not just on the long pass, but just the overall recognition and operation of the play.
Absolutely. 7 points on the board. That's huge.
You know, I think our conditioning was a good factor for us in this game. There were a couple times at the end of drives where it seemed like we had some maybe a little more juice, and this is a good example of Arizona kind of being a little bit late, getting lined up. And then a good downhill run by LeGarrette. This is an excellent play where you can see LeGarrette drops his pads right there on Tyrann Mathieu and is able to kind of run through him. You know, and then push the pile in for a touchdown.
So. It's great awareness, though, by the other two. You know, instead of standing around, usually after you block a guy, some guys just stop, turn around, and go back to the huddle.
Yep. It's good job here finishing the play. And again, excellent run. There's the play right here. We're kind of sealing this side. Bennett's kicking out here. You know, we get the Buchanan with Cam Fleming here. So we're here. And now it's one-on-one with the safety. And, you know, you can't get them all. We got nine guys blocking. Running back and a quarterback, obviously, aren't blockers. So we're 9 on 11. Somebody's free. In this case, the free safety. We leave him for the running back. And instead of it being a 2 or 3 yard gain, it ends up being a, you know, 8 or 9 yard touchdown.
So if you gave out stars to put on helmets, you give out stars to everybody.
Yeah,
in this
you
play,
get
right?
A star on that one. That's right.
Or a Buckeye. All right, moving on.
You know, 71. Cam did a great job filling in for Nate Solder. And, you know, I just thought I'd show this play. It's a good example of,
wow.
You know, nice cut block here. Again, Cam really, you know, when you kind of go through the game and nobody talks about an offensive lineman, that's generally a pretty good thing. You know, we get this ball out here quick to Bennett. This is a good play by Marty out there in the open space, breaking a couple tackles, gaining some extra yards. But you know, our linemen were really aggressive against Arizona and get a nice opportunity to, you know, to chop the end down there.
People don't understand. People just think, okay, that's a block. You got him down. No, you got his hands down, too. So you got a guy 6'6" out there. You can't make that pass if he's standing up.
You sure? That's right. You know, a couple of big plays we had in the game. One was after our first touchdown with the kickoff team. And they did a good job of giving us field position defensively. You can see we have, you know, four guys here inside the 15-yard line unblocked. And, you know, just great coverage. Excellent kick by Steve. Gets the ball outside the numbers. Right there on the goal line. So it kind of, you know, pins him in the corner there. But then the coverage comes through and, you know, can see the same play here from the end zone, kind of what it looks like from the returner's standpoint. But, again, a good ball with good hang time, good placement, and good team speed here. So, you know, coming down, avoiding these blockers, you know, we end up with, you know, Slater, Ebner, Jordan Richards, and Brandon Bolden there, so you've got four guys standing right there on the 10-yard line. There's really nowhere to go.
You practice this stuff. You just don't roll out there on Sunday and say, "Hey guys, we're gonna drop the kick down over." You got to rep it. You got to talk about it. You got to meet about it.
Right, and you know, we felt like it paid off. And there's the ball on the 10-yard line, 12-yard line, whatever it is, instead of touchbacking it, putting it on the 25.
It's 15 yards.
Make them earn those 15 yards.
Sure.
And again, after we scored to take the lead, which this ended up being a big play on the other end on the field goal. Where we, you know, again, kick the ball down to the edge. This time, you know, Chung comes. First of all, this is Jonathan Jones, first guy downfield. He gets held there, still comes off and gets in on the plays. This is Chung here. Nate Ebner coming off a block right there, and Mingo here on the backside. So, you know, once again, we got two or three free guys right there inside the 20-yard line to make the play. Plus, we get the holding penalty. So now they're backed up inside the 10. Those yards ended up being a big factor on the field goal.
All right, another look at it.
Yep, this is the same play here from the end zone. So the ball will be kicked down here to the right. Again, this will be Chung kind of knifing in. Jonathan Jones, first one down. This will be Ebner, you know, working off the wedge here, cutting off the field, making the tackle.
Nice.
So, you know, a good complimentary game from our defense, special teams, offense, field position, helping each other out. It was, you know, again, good to see those units working together, and that's obviously what we need to do. You know, this is a 3rd and 10 play here. Really good coverage on this play, you know, across the board. This is Justin Coleman here doing a good job of, you know, playing the ball, tight coverage on the receivers. Good, you know, good execution on third down. Overall, our third down defense, other than short yardage, was good. We weren't able to, you know, stop them in those 3rd and 1 situations like we likely like to. You know, but that was definitely good. I thought this was a good play for us, too. It's at the end of the game. They're on their final drive. They run a double screen, so they pump over here and then come back and screen to Ellington. But I think, you know, even though it's the end of the game and, you know, we played 59 minutes, you still see a lot of guys hustling, a lot of fourth quarter effort. Everybody running to the ball. You know, High gets up there and almost makes the play but forces it back inside. And now you have the backside pursuit coming from Long and Sheard, Jamie Collins and all those guys just, you know, corralling the ball and, you know, a good effort there all the way through the game. It was good. Always good to see.
Yeah. All right, Coach, just the best time of the week. Breaking down plays like this after a big win. Good job. Go get the Miami Dolphins this week, and we can be right back here doing it again.
All right, thank you. It's always good to break down those winning plays.
Sure is. Thanks for joining us on the Plays of the Week.